Yeah, well, yesterday the World Cup squad was announced, 15-man squad to take on, well, to play over there in England in a couple of months' time. And the big inclusions, obviously, were Dave Warner and Steve Smith. And to talk a little bit about that is our cricket expert, Henry Lawson. Good morning, Henry.
Hey, Lawson. Morning, TK.
No surprise, Warner and Smith returning. But what were the surprises in the squad, or who were the surprises in the squad for you, mate? Anyone?
Well, the surprise was who got left out. I mean, yeah. You just said they won eight in a row, but before that, they'd lost 18 of, I think, 23. So we were worrying who was going to be in that side. But they've hit a rich vein of form. And then, you know, Aaron Finch, who's the captain, he was in doubt at one stage. And then 5 games later, he's manned the series against Pakistan and he's in there to open with David Warner. So all of a sudden, well, rather quickly anyway, our opening partnership looks dynamic. Khawaja's probably 3, and then you've got Steve Smith at 4, and then Glenn Maxwell, and you've got a choice of all-rounders. So it is looking like a nice, strong squad. A couple of spinners in there. Nathan Lyon stays in there. His white ball form's been pretty good with Adam Zampa. Couple left-handers. I mean, we've got Mitchell Stark, no surprise there, but Jason Behrendorf, the lefty from WA via the south coast of New South Wales, is there to back up Stark, I reckon. Not a bad side. I mean, Hanscom missed out. Hazelwood not named, but in the Australia A side. So that's, I guess, the biggest surprise is Josh Hazelwood not being put in that squad. He's coming back from injury, of course, but not considered to be right for the World Cup, but I reckon they've got a secret plan. They want him to be absolutely right for the Ashes, which starts, you know, about 10 days after the World Cup finishes.
Yeah, it starts August 1, the Ashes, so I'm pretty happy to keep him ready for the Ashes, which I'm looking forward to immensely. Henry, what do you do at the top of the order, right? Usman Khawaja's numbers are terrific as an opener, not so good at a number 3, but what's your order for the World Cup?
Well, I've got to open with Warner and Finch. I mean, Warner's been out for 12 months. Khawaja's done well recently. You get a right and left-hander opening, but that's going to be Warner and Finch. I reckon they're as dynamic as just about any combination that's going to turn out in this World Cup. And Khawaja's batted 3 a lot in his career, and it's another left-hander there. I like that. And then Smith at 4. So, yeah, Khawaja's been almost forced to open with Finch because Warner's been out of it. And he's done okay, but I don't think you don't weaken a strength to strengthen a weakness, and Warner is your pure attacking opening batsman. So I reckon that's, even though they'll debate that a little, what are you going to do, bat Warner at 3? I can't remember the last time he batted at number 3, probably in the under-16s for Randwick, probably.
That'd be good. You got the opener out, and here comes Dave Warner. It used to be like when we get the, you know, 2 out for the West Indies and vivid march in.
Yeah, I'm still having nightmares about that, TK, if you don't mind.
Sorry, buddy.
Trying to get over that.
Hey, Henry, with Alex Carey being the only wicketkeeper in that squad, if he gets an injury, are they allowed to call someone into that squad? Is that the reason they've only named the one wicketkeeper?
Well, yeah. Injuries, you get replacements for injuries. And the big deal along with this squad is that the Australia A team will be there at the same time. So you've got a whole bunch of replacements. It's almost like playing a home series. Because we'll have the Australia A playing white ball cricket, then Australia A playing red ball cricket straight after it, leading into the Ashes. So, you know, we've got two sides over there. So those backup players are going to be there. And people like that are Matthew Wade. And he's been picked in both those Australia A sides. And considering the way he's been snubbed, I reckon that's a great sign, because he's the guy I would actually have in that World Cup squad. You know, he's just been the most dynamic batsman this summer, and he's kept for both Tasmania and the Hurricanes. So he's the backup keeper who will be there, ready to go. So no two keepers in that squad, and Bancroft not named either, who's a part time keeper, but Wade will be there just around the corner if someone goes down.
I'm looking through all three squads, the World Cup squad, the Australia four-day squad, the one-day squad, the Australia A one-day squad, and you said they're all going to be there. A name that stands out to me that's not there, and is he injured, or does it mean he's being selected in the Ashes squad, is Marnus Labuschagne.
Well, both Bancroft and Labuschagne are not there, but they're both playing county cricket.
Right.
So they're playing. They're already playing over there. So
we've got everyone over there.
A bit of a bonus. You don't have to put him in the Australia A sides because they're already over there playing their cricket. And so is Joe Burns. Joe Burns, another guy to miss out, who made 100 in the last Test match. So he's missed out in all those squads, but he'll be there playing county cricket. So you don't have to name him.
Wow. And so we're going to have. We've got plenty of players over there to choose from if something happens.
Well, we've got about 35.
Is this the first time this has happened, Henry?
Well, you've got over half of Australian first-class cricket players who will be in England.
That'd be the first time that's ever happened, wouldn't it?
I would have thought so, yeah. I mean, it's a unique northern summer because you've got a World Cup and we've got the Ashes on the back of that. I mean, the Ashes don't start till the 1st of August, which normally you'd be starting that in... mid-June.
Yeah, that's
tell you
right.
What, you'd be filthy if you didn't get a start in one of those three teams and you weren't contracted over there in a county side. You know where you stand.
Well, the other thing is that this is the last squads that this current selection panel will pick because there'll be two new bosses of the playing of cricket appointed shortly, and one of those will be in charge of selectors. So, Greg Chappell said he's resigning at the end of the Ashes. I can't see Trevor Holmes keeping his spot under a new boss, so we're going to get a whole new selection panel that'll hopefully be quite contemporary.
Would you stick your hand up?
Oh, that's a possibility, Terrence.
Jeez, you caused some Russians. I mean, not on purpose. And Henry, all right, I won't.
I don't know what you're trying to say. You're a little bit obtuse.
No. I'd be a supporter. Don't worry. Not just because I know you. I think you'd be a fantastic selector there, mate. This surprises me though, Henry. You mentioned we've gone well, mate. We've won our last eight ODIs, right? Before that, we were going terribly. I think we only won five of our previous 23 or something like that. But we're second favourites at tab.com.au. And I know the punt's not your go in particular, but England are $3.25, right? Favourites at tab.com.au. The Aussies are, and England are just coming off a shellacking from the West Indies, right? England are $3.25. The Aussies are $4. We're ahead of India, New Zealand, $11. South Africa, $11. Pakistan, $13. The West Indies, $17. Are we worthy second favourites?
Well, you're assuming that that punters make rational decisions.
Well, that's right. Yeah.
For a start.
I'm just thinking we're being elevated a bit high.
Yeah, and probably that recent form, and it's terrific form. Winning form's great form, and coming good at the right time is very important with the World Cup, with the cycle you've got to go through. So eight wins in a row, you can't do any better than that. Most of the senior players have got into form. They've done that without Mitchell Starc in that side because he's been out injured. So the side is going to get better with Smith and Warner coming off those eight wins. So, I can understand how Australia have gone from about eighth favourite to number two. And England, of course, playing in their home conditions, deserve to be number one there. They have played some pretty good one-day cricket, apart from just recently. Their form's just gone off the boil a little bit. But it'll be a certain style of cricket, too. It's early season over there. The World Cup starts in May, late May. Right, late May, start of June. And the ball might swing around. It's going to be a different style of cricket. Certainly what Australia have played recently with their India and Pakistan series. So you've got to readjust to all those sorts of things. And you expect England to play better under those conditions.
Yeah, you'd think that England will be suited if the ball's going to move around. And obviously Australia have struggled over there against the moving ball. And when we play here in Australia, if it does in fact move around, we haven't been great. But thanks for your thoughts, Henry. And we'll speak to you soon, mate.
Okay, gentlemen. It's been a pleasure.